October 29, 2020. It's a lot for Pedro show. Pedro show, happy Thursday, and started off with the countdown, John Coltrane, and then Pitt from the new Hot, Wet, and Sassy album, Tobacco, and with me, by the magic of those Skype engineers in Estonia, Tom Pittsburgh, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, great fucking album. Let me ask you right off the bat, the one before, what was the last record you put out before this one?
As Tobacco?
Yeah.
Sweatbox Dynasty.
Okay, but in between, you had some kind of greatest hits thing, right?
Yeah, that was like a, it was a collection of, like, remixes and like the instrumentals for the remixes, and then a bunch of stuff that I just never put out. That was Ripe and Majestic.
And so, yeah, I mean, you're still reworking it and stuff, but as far as new stuff, this is the first in how many years?
Four.
4 years, okay. And, the way Tabaka records music, does it really need to go into a studio?
No.
Yeah.
No, we've never been in the studio.
Never, right? Right, yeah, but that's bitching, I think. Because you don't have to deal with that, you know, especially in the old days, compromise of having to go in there. So what I'm trying to get at is, like, this record, even though it was 4 years, you just didn't pound it out in one weekend, right?
No, I like, slowly, not every day, not even every week, but, like, you know, I would just keep on coming back to it. I started it in 2016, and...
you started it right when you finished the last
one. Soon as, that's how it usually goes. Like, I'll usually, like, finish one and then, like, make a couple new songs so I can start playing them on the tour for that album, and then those songs end up, you know, getting, like, fine-tuned over the next few years, and then that ends up on the album. So, it was just, like, 4 years of fine-tuning.
Now, you know, the old day paradigm, right? You go and you make the basic tracks, and then you come back in and you do overdubs. So it's like kind of an assembly line thing. Do you go tune by tune, or do you do that old kind of way?
There's no set way for me. Like, sometimes I'll do it that way. Sometimes I'll find something. Sometimes I'll keep coming back to a song over the course of 4 years, and then sometimes, like on this new album, there's a song on there called Jen Mencken. It's like somewhere around the middle.
Yeah.
I wrote that. I had already turned the album in, and they were ready to have it manufactured and everything. And I wrote that one day, and I was like, oh, man, like, this should probably be on the album. So, like, within a day, I had the whole thing written, finished, recorded, everything. So, like, you know, I go – it's the two completely opposite ways of doing things, you know, but both on the same album.
Yeah, because you can tell some tunes do have a different – kind of sound trip than the other one. So that's why it don't sound like a big batch assembly line to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I mean, it every once in a while that'll happen, but it's just there's so many different ways, especially when you don't have any, there's no one watching over me.
Yeah.
There's no one, for better or for worse. I mean, sometimes maybe it would help if someone was watching over me. Someone could push me in a direction, but there's no anything. It's literally like, it's kind of beyond no rules. It's just like anything goes or anything doesn't go. Like, I could just disappear, and no, I don't think anyone would even know, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to get at a little of this behind the curtain kind of trip, peeking behind the curtain. Cause at the end of the day, you're right. Even if it's the day before it's manufactured, what we hear coming out the speakers, that's kind of the final verdict. I'm curious, at the beginning, though, do you do demo kind of trip? Do you, like, I got this little recorder that when I cobble around in the crack of dawn by the water, I'll hum stuff. And I just started doing this because my memory is so bad I can't remember.
The only time I've ever done that is if I have a dream. Like, if I dream, that's rare. That's really rare. Like, if I'll dream part to a song or even a section to a song, then I'll like get up really fast, demo it out on whatever is around. But that's not most of the time, whatever you hear on the final recording is usually worked up from what I started with.
So like, is it a thing where like you lay out like a skeleton and then you start adding organs and flesh?
It's like, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. There's no rule for what comes first, but usually whatever starts off a song that would have been a demo to me is usually good enough, to just use.
Yeah.
So, you hear most of what I started with.
Now, we hear a lot of synthesizer stuff, but I know you got heavy into bass guitar and guitar. So sometimes those are the start off things, right?
Yeah, there's some, I've had a couple bass lines on this album I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah, some real good ones.
Yeah, the real, like the real heavy stuff. So I didn't use any, I don't think I used any guitar on this album. I might have. But the bass guitar heads up a few of them.
And do you record it clean or do you have it go through the things right away as you record?
I have it go through the things right away. Because I wouldn't know how to, sometimes you need those effects on to know how they're going to react to the way you're playing.
Yeah.
So I could I'd never be able to put them on app. Like I've never put an effect on anything afterwards because I always have to play off of the way the effect is interacting.
Right, right. Well, with bass, you know, sometimes these effects of like kill the punch and stuff. Do you ever run parallel?
No.
No.
No, I don't even worry about, I don't worry about punch because I just know it's going to sound good, you know?
I know it's kind of like a biased bass player trip asking about that because I've tried to use effects and man, you got to be careful or you got to like supplement it with the clean or you start losing the kick drum part of the bass, which is
well, I think because I'm not like, I didn't come from a world of playing bass.
Yeah.
So I never think of bass even as bass. Like, so to me, it's just a part.
Yeah.
So if it's missing something that like a bass player would normally hear, like I might not even recognize that.
Okay, okay. You know what I did notice? The drums are different on this one. In fact, they change between tune. Like before, I know you used to sample real drums. Is there that stuff going on this record?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I thought.
No, this is a lot more drum machines and sampled drum machines and, yeah, a lot more tape, sample stuff with the drums.
And that stuff, it never comes first, right? Oh, well, there's no rules, fuck. Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. I could probably, like, maybe not, I might not remember the whole album, but I could walk you through each song, like, what came first, usually.
Okay, what about Pit?
Pit?
Yeah.
Pit with that, so that, like, riff sound?
Yeah.
That main riff, that, like, distorted thing, that's a bass.
That's a bass. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's through this really weird pedal that kind of cuts it into segments and kind of plays it erratically.
It becomes like a function of the rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of, I wrote that first and then I had to write the drums around that. I had to base the tempo on the way that was behaving.
What a trip. But there's an adventure in that.
Yeah.
Oh, here, let's play another tune off the record.
I'm the new baby girl. bleeding, alright. Maybe it is, maybe it's time to get down to biz. Or chill, it's just free will. Lay in the bed, got time to kill. Got some time to build, sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't want to be around nobody. Personal space becomes too much, ain't talking to nobody, nobody to trust. Calm down, it's okay to be a person, it's not always searching. Wear a little makeup, sometimes go out, have a little fun, late, late night, blow out. Foundation, my whole nation, I lie, you don't share my station. Empathy, go on vacation, hook me up with medication. Don't know me, let the robot work. Citizen, got to have a perk, not just culture, teach me vulture. We not closer, and we like it, we type comment, get excited. Play the game, we been united, we all the same, don't even fight it. Get your money like a pirate, get your money, become a tyrant. Maybe, 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 baby, maybe people are just lazy. Be my Valentine, I go crazy. If I dream like a rich man, would you have me around? Cut my hair like a rich man, take you all around town, 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 town. We can go to the premier, get you out of your frown. Don't you move in the quicksand, it brings both of us down, 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 down. When the anthem's on, I don't answer the phone. Stop what I'm doing around my home. I was cooking eggs, the real slow version. Eggs got burned, real stiff bourbon. I'll let you judge, let you decide. Blame everyone we've occupied. We're one nation full of pride. Me, my only friend, and I, and you. So how can you argue with the dream?
What's your day, what's your regime?
What's your day, what's your regime? What makes you take what is your muse?
What makes you take what is your muse?
There's no way out, red, white, and blues.
No way out, red, white,
when the anthem's on, don't answer phones.
What's your muse, what's your muse?
Stop what I'm doing around my home.
Make it hot, make it hot.
I was cooking eggs, real long version.
It's the base, it's the base.
Eggs got burned, real stiff bourbon.
Base, 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 base.
If I dream like a rich man, would you have me around? Cut my hair like a rich man, take you all around town, town, town. We can go to the premiere, get you out of your frown. Don't you move in the quicksand, brings both of us down, down, down. Don't you move in the quicksand, it brings both of us down, down. Cut my hair like a rich man, take you all around town, town. We can go to the premiere, get you out of your frown. Take you all around town, don't you move in the quicksand. How can you argue with the dream? Please don't be left in between.
Please don't be left in between.
Sometimes I talk to my best friend.
Sometimes I talk to my friend.
He's red, white, and blue till the end.
He's red, white, blue till the end.
Give it the program of forever sad.
Forever sad, forever sad.
Please stand tall, it won't be bad.
Please stand tall, it won't be bad.
For when you join, dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true.
Me, my only friend, and you.
Scars don't exist no more. Learn and grow. Reap the show. Scream and shout. They gon' know.
If you took time, just to listen, just to listen, just to listen. In this time, just listen. To yourself, let's be playing. Let's be playing. It's fun. It's your thing. Can't see you. Don't see you down. Don't see you down. It's fun. It's fun. You are the most
like
piece of
rice,
I like it. He can do so comfortably.
You can talk to me.
You
know
the home.
Over
everything.
Over everything.
Over everything.
Over
everything.
Live to see you die. One bad topic. you do the things that most people frown at. You haven't washed yourself a week.
You're back to sleep.
Can't begin to clear that mess in the kitchen. The windows crack, the basement leaks.
Mind being quiet in there?
Man can't even hear who's still bad for you. No light on the stair. You just don't care. You better beware, or I might take a tumble. Stop being a slob, go in a few more. And I'll give you a kiss.
prove us quite quick, and then tells you a nice tale about a forest in Germany. The forest in Germany, where treacle flows, and the oaks grow taller than your conception of Little John, Robin Hood psychic. I used to run around in my mother's boots without any trousers on. Replicated my hero from the Lady Bird books that I had. Lord Malice Cravat. Station.
For Pedro Show, they have Babysitter, and that's with Trent Reznor. Bogdan Rozinski, yeah, I want to talk to you about him. With Iko Daish, I think Polish. Israel Joseph the First with Crisis, Serengeti, brand new premiere. Model Home, have you heard of these cats out of DC?
Model Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
I had them on the show last month, Trippy Cats.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I didn't even realize they were from the United States.
Yeah, well, one guy was Buffalo a long time and doing sax, and then he moved to D.C. and just got into the, got with the rapper guy and started doing this trippy-ass electronic.
So this guy's got something to do with Bogdan Rozinski's label, right?
Right, right, right. What's it called? Disciples.
Yeah.
Hellbeans after that, from England, A Face of the Attacker, Damn a White Noise. Are you aware of White Noise? These people from the 60s, the BBC Sound Workshop, Delia Derbyshire, and people like this?
No.
Remember Doctor Who? Do you know about that? Okay. Yeah. You know, that stuff was done without synthesizers, right? It was tape. Pieces of tape. And oscillators. I guess oscillators is an early form of synth. Anyway, this is from 1968. Styx, not the Chicago band, but this is a nephew Alex with the guy from Russia. That's a brand new band called in this tune, too. Then Chinese Aquarius from your new album. Himmel Room, some Danish guys got a brand new record, Soul Flood. Johnny Mark and the Ricks, that's Frankie from Suburban Lines. I found out he had 64 years old, had a massive stroke and just fell over. Before Minuteman, we were reactionaries, and we played with these guys. And it's trippy when somebody from the old days, you just find out. Anyway, I swear. And Upper Dub Swirler 27X 2020 from the Xenochronic EMM All-Stars featuring Ben Moran Healy. What a fucking title. Dale Kroger's got the Melbourne drummer man's got a new record. This is called Tougher, this tune. Sean Leonard with The Flight. And then Motherfucker 64, the great tune from the new album. Hot Wed and Sassy. So Mr. Reznor, were you thinking of him with the collab? Because I know you've done the stuff with the, was it Beck?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it kind of like that where you put the word out?
We toured with them
Oh yeah, and he's from close to you, right? Erie.
Yeah, he's from kind of in between. It's kind of in between where I am in Erie. Okay. Mercer. It's like kind of like the halfway point. Yeah, so we toured with him a couple of years ago, and I don't know. I can't say I know him well or anything, but like I got the sense from him that he. I mean, first off, if you're taking me on tour, you gotta have exquisite taste.
of course.
So, but like,
what about your sound man? Did you get your sound man to take showers? I mean, that's an acquired taste, probably. Flavor.
I just got the sense that he's really into sound, and like he wants to evolve. You know, he's like. Well, I think what I really respect about him is he's in the position where he doesn't have to evolve, but he wants to.
Yeah.
So I started writing that song Babysitter, and that main riff in the beginning, just that kind of noisy kind of synth riff.
Yeah.
That's what started off, and I could just hear his voice on top of it as soon as I started writing it. And so I asked him if he would do it, and then like I've never worked with anyone this fast. I've never been this fast. It was like within the, like 6 hours later, I had his parts.
Yeah. You know, the internet's not all bad, people. You can do shit like that nowadays.
Yeah, he's the most efficient person I've ever worked with.
Well, you know, it probably got in his mind, and he's probably learned, why not strike?
Right.
Because it might like get all fuzzied out, or why not? If you got the feeling, go for it.
Right.
I started trying to do that. Part of this Quentin Quarantino mode. You know, if somebody asked me to do something, I don't put it off. So maybe he was kind of there. It started with the synth riff, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Recording wise. Okay. And what about the Chinese Aquarius? How'd that start?
Chinese Aquarius was the drums.
Oh, okay. And like you're fooling with a box and you're finding, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a polyrhythm, or are you looking for sounds, or probably both?
I think I was just looking for I think on that one I just wanted like an energy, because that one kind of has like a, like just the way the drums move, it just kind of has like a forward kind of,
yeah,
moment,
push,
you know? And so then makes the bass. So the main riff is just a bass.
Yeah.
That makes it really easy to write like that.
Okay. But you don't like always drums first. So there's no rules. That's the rule.
No.
That's the rule. And then motherfucker 64.
That's,
what came first?
I don't remember what came first on that one. It was either the drums or that synth riff, that main kind of bass synth riff.
Uh-huh.
What either or.
Like on a keyboard, you call it the left hand. I mean, sometimes you can get the fattest sounds out of keyboard bass because it's so legato, you know. You could, no holes between the notes, right? You can make it so fucking thick.
Yeah.
What about words? They're never first, right?
No, those words are always, yeah. Words are what hold you up.
Oh, they're what hold you up.
Yeah, I'd probably have another album done by now if I would take the time to sit down and write words out, you know, really think. It's just, you can't, like, I don't want to say what anyone else has ever said.
Yeah.
So, in doing that, I choose my words really carefully. And I know, like, some people think it's like, maybe some people think, it's word soup or Whatever. It's really not. Like, it all means something, you know?
Well, you've written instrumentals. I mean, I've released instrumentals.
Yeah.
And, you know, silence is a rhythm, too, maybe. I think the Slit said that.
It is. This one, like, this album in particular, like, I really wanted it to be, like, a vocal album, you know? Like, I think the next one might, I don't know. With how much I'm struggling to write them anymore, like, I think maybe I just won't. So I think the next one maybe just will be instrumental. But it was just really important that I wanted this one to feel like it was made by someone who, I don't know, I wanted to, like, strip away what, they're not gimmicks, but, like, things that I've relied on in the past. Like, so, like, techniques or certain sounds, or, you know, the way I, like, run something through tape and then stretch the tape or whatever. I wanted to take all that stuff away and just rely on the way they were written and just see how I fare at the end of it. You know?
Sure. Like a Petri dish. Look, yeah. We're at the end of the first hour. October 29, 2020, special guest Tobacco Tom. Hold tight for hour two. October 29, 2020. It's the second hour. Watt for Pedro Show.
But I believe I've got a clue. that what's wrong with me is the same thing that's wrong with you. That's wrong with you. That's wrong with you. How to get from gone to here? How to go from no to yes? How to get your mind to what you want? Just take a guess. Just take a guess. Just take a guess. If at first you don't succeed, or even on the 15th try, don't get depressed. Just call me up. We'll go get high. We'll go get high. We'll go get high. You got a secret, baby, but you're keeping it under your hat. I can't help but wonder, honey, what good is that? What good is that? What good is that? I've seen the distant truth. I've seen the blinding light. But the same what's in between, that's what we got to try. We got to try, got to try. All the clocks in London town, all the clocks in Tennessee, they're counting that's left for you and me, for you and me, for you and me, for you and me, you and me.
Give me value.
Bob from Pedro Show. Astor 2, start off the second hour, Tobacco. Sam Bennett after that, District Truth. He's from Birmingham, home of Sun Ra, but he moved to Tokyo 25 years ago. He plays this weird three-string. He's actually a drummer, man. We Are the Asteroid after that, Say What, Narrow Up, new album, Austin guys. Road Warrior, Pisces. Got another astrology sign there. Tobacco. The Human Hearts, Ball Walker. Brother Franklin was on a couple episodes ago. Samuel Locke Ward, Give Me Value. Yeah. And then Stabbed by Night, Tobacco. You know, when we first talked, when you first was on the show, you said a big invention or big discovery for you was the vocoder as far as spiel.
Yeah.
You still, yeah, because it's still, I mean, you didn't, you said gimmick, but I would call it like part of your toolbox.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call that a gimmick. I think it's just the only way I can get my words across now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you told me you did have some, maybe that's that stuff about the flatfish, the whitefish. Where you were singing without using something like that, and it was just a whole nother thing.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, you weren't afraid to put it out, right?
I was also 19.
Yeah, of course. Like, I can imagine your first ride on a BMX bicycle. It probably wasn't the best ride. Maybe it was, but maybe you fell down too.
I did.
Yeah, because how do you learn? So, you know, and how would you know whether you like the vocoder better than the straight? Oh, so Astor Truth, you even got the hyphens in there like those motherfuckers. Put them on the sides. But what did that baby start with?
That was that didn't even start from an instrument. That started from an effect. That was a, I have this thing, I think it's called a time machine. It's like a digital multi-head tape delay, but it's all computer. And, I just started running this one synth through that. And then that kind of started to create that main melody. And then that's what started the song.
Oh, okay. So actually, it's its own like internal behavior.
Yeah, and then over time, I kind of pieced that into more of what the melody would be.
Yeah.
But it was just the way that I just really liked the way that that was acting with that synth, you know?
Yeah, it was the springboard. It was the launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Road Warrior Pisces.
That's, I think that came from that synth, the main synth part. But that started off, okay, so that would be kind of like, that might be the only one on the album that started off as a demo, because that was a completely different animal. That was a bass originally, and different drum beat and everything. And I liked that, the bass line so much, but I thought it just might sound better as a synth.
Oh, it got repurposed. Okay.
Yeah.
So actually, like, you wrote it on the bass guitar and then you brought it over to the synth. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And Stabbed by Night?
Stabbed by Night is, I think it was just that drum line. It was the synth. It was the synth that I didn't know how to use at the time. So all I could really get was like that one note out of it that you hear in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I had this pedal that's I like a pitch, what's it called? You know the pedal I'm talking about. It's blue. It's for basses, to change their pitch.
Octave or chorus or?
No, it's
it's blue.
It might be called the bass wah maybe or something.
Oh, so it's like an envelope filter?
No, it changes pitch, but I think it's called a wah. I'm not sure.
Because usually, it's rather, like an auto wah, right? It's how hard you hit the string means how it changes the shape.
This thing has a wah on it, but as you push down on it, it changes the pitch instead.
Okay.
So I just kind of played that one tone with that pedal to make that sound.
Man.
I just started that
off. The whole idea of getting a tune from a sound, from a note. It's a mind blow. Here, I want to play body double.
Through a dump faster. They're scavenging red wires. No, they're dried chilies. I should take a picture. Lou Viola, Rothstein, Epstein. Where did she find all these words? Golden, lion, tamarind, monkeys. The tower outside Prospect Park Station has a rusty splotch where the clock used to be. I try to remember to pet the cat before I leave. One time a driver cursed me on the beach at Chappaquiddick. Russ and Daughters, take the F train to Kew Gardens, F. Murray, Mozart, tedious, it might take a while. Some want to see all guns banned, to them I say, get real, this is America. I went right up to a sign and looked behind it, a green sweater on a white chair, sunflowers on a pillow, clothes in a sink. I never take pictures of strangers. They'll get mad. By the headstone,
pretty eyes. They don't care, but always say please. A courtesy for a compromise. Can you stay there, waiting for me?
support of the Lost Cause, Old Dixie Never Died, leads us up and switched to the other side. Switching the style, switching the style, keep the same ideology. Switching the style, switching the style, it's the people, not the party. In 1856, the birth of the Republican Party, an anti-slavery and anti-South party. 1860, the Republican presidential candidate, Abraham Lincoln, was not on the ballot in any state south of the Mason-Dixon line and the Ohio River. 1864, radical Republicans turn on Lincoln, nominate John Fremont. Moderate Republicans join more Democrats to form the Union Party, which wins. Lincoln's vice president is Democrat Andrew Johnson, a racist Southerner. 1876, Rutherford Hayes wins dispute election, ends Reconstruction in the South. 1890 to 1900, over 2,000 black men are lynched in the South, about four every week. 1876 to 1928, only one state, Tennessee, one time voted Republican. Five states in 1928 voted Coolidge the conservative. Three states in 1952 like Dyke. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina never voted Republican until 1964. Switching the South, keep the same ideology. Switching the South, switching the South, it's the people, not the party. Switching the South, switching the South, keep the same ideology. Switching the South, switching the South, it's the people, not the party. 1960s, the South is against desegregation. They have Jim Crow laws, KKK rallies. From 1956 to 1964, 10 black churches are bombed in Alabama, including the one that killed four young girls. They attack freedom riders. Police use dogs and fire hoses on children. 1964, the South is angry. The Democrat Party has embraced civil rights under John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. They formed the Dixiecrat Party led by Strom Thurmond. Five southern states vote for Barry and Goldwater. 1968, Richard Nixon appeals the silent majority, the law and order campaign. The South switches to Republican. 1976, the South switches back to the Democrat Party to vote for Jimmy Carter, a southern evangelical from Georgia. 1980, Ronald Reagan brings southern evangelical conservative Protestants into the Republican Party and American politics, led by Jerry Falwell and the Moral Majority and the PMRC. 1981, the Republicans put forth their plan to convert the South into the Republican Party. And here's Lee Atwater explaining the Southern strategy on how to be racist and discriminate without looking prejudiced.
Here's how I would approach that issue as a statistician or a political scientist, or no, as a psychologist, which I'm not, is how abstract you handle the race. In other words, you start out, and now y'all want to quote me. You start out in 1954 by saying nigger, nigger, nigger. By 1968, you can't say nigger. That hurts your backfire. So you say stuff like forced busing, states' rights, and all that stuff. And you're getting so abstract now. You're talking about cutting taxes and all of these things. You're talking about a totally economic thing. And the byproduct of them is blacks get hurt worse than whites. And subconsciously, maybe that is part of it. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that if it is getting that abstract and that coded, that we're doing away with the racial problem one way or the other. You follow me? Because obviously sitting around saying we want to cut taxes, we want to cut this, and we want is much more abstract than even the busing thing. And a hell of a lot more abstract than never, you know. So any way you look at it, race is coming on the back burner.
Switching the South, switching the South, switching the South. Switching the South, switching the South, switching the South. Switching the South, switching the South, switching the South. Switching the South, switching the South, switching the South.
Yeah, I'd like to know who in the hell this is. You keep calling my fucking number, and I don't think I know you.
You're the wicked queen.
So if I do,
you're going to die.
Call me back. Quit talking shit, because I don't know no Johnny Hodges, if this is who it is.
No, I won't go.
But
I won't
give me a fucking call back tomorrow afternoon. I don't know who the fuck you are, but give me a call back tomorrow afternoon. Give me a fucking call back.
For people to show people, we solved the mystery. It's a Digitech bass whammy, and Nels Klein's big with the red ones for years. And it's one of his. Well, actually, of all the pedals, I asked him, Nels, which one you like the best. He goes, the volume. You know, Jimmy, right? Because he played upside down guitars, he would palm the volume. Maybe it's an old tradition going back. People, we heard Body Double, Tobacco. 36 Ways of Looking at Memory, Sky Furrows. Are You a Cop with the Big Breeze? Tobacco with Jim Minken. That's what you were talking about. Foam off their new album. It's going to be a blaze. Lunatics on Parole, Switching the South. Irreverent Desert Pizza Delivery Individual. That's Thor Harris, drummer man out of Austin with Rob Halverson. And finally, Poisonous Horses, Tobacco. Poisonous Horses, how'd that start?
That was just that synth part running it through a tape. I think that's the only song I've written in probably the past 10 years at least where I didn't put anything into the MPC or I didn't lay it out in any kind of way that was structured. I just kind of played it I didn't loop anything, and I just played along with it, like, in one take. So that was all, like, a one take,
Performance.
Yeah, it's rare for me.
MPC, it's kind of a sequencer?
Yeah, I use it to put most of my stuff together. So, like, I'll write a lot of the drums in there, and then you can, as the drums are playing through there, you can, you know, I can write a synth or a bass part on top of it, and I could kind of make loops happen, but then it splits them out into tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Assemble up into the computer and reassemble.
I think when I played with Schooly D, Code Money was playing one of them for his drum machine. It was big motherfucker. Maybe it was an early version. It was in the 80s sometime. What about Jim? Well, you already talked about Jim McKen, but Body Double.
Body Double was the. It was another synth I didn't know how to use. And
that's great.
And
you buy these things because of why? Because you don't know. They're unfamiliar. They're new. Different.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've never sequenced a synth before, and so that was just a really primitive sequence on that, I think, and that's what started that song off.
Well, interesting, man. So you're not afraid to let your experiments be the main dealio. I love that, man. That's what music should be, man. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, October 29, 2020 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Tom, big guest. Hold tight for hour three.
Your first finding, because anytime you're first finding something that's completely uninformed, that's when it's most pure.
Yeah.
You know, because once you've learned so much on whatever type of instrument, then for me, I start to go back to the muscle memory.
Yeah.
So if you eliminate muscle memory, what do you have? You know, you just,
right.
It's all new.
Right. October 29, 2020, it's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show. Watch the Pedro Show. I never did. Start off the third hour with Headless to Headless Tobacco. Crane, Take Me With You. Bronze Age UFO out of Baltimore with Alice Cooper, Side B. I think there's like, I don't know, it was like six cassettes worth of stuff. So I've been playing them every edition here. And then Mithimim. How do you pronounce that?
Mithimim,
okay. Reminds me of that little town of Bethlehem, Eastern Washington. Headless to Headless. What was the go point from there?
Headless to Headless was, I got this effect. It's really weird buzz effect. I didn't know how to make it musically usable. So as soon as I found something that worked, like the notes, I found like the notes had to be kind of slow to make it work. So as soon as I found the first thing that worked, I just recorded it. And that was that riff that you hear in the beginning.
So again, totally the device was the inspiration point.
Yeah, let the device.
But like the first time introduction of the device.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. You can't ever like remake that moment.
Right. So you might as well fucking get
it. Right. And then the one I can't pronounce, Mithimim.
Mithimim was a little different. Mithimim was kind of my homage to Aphex Twin.
Ah, yeah, I got to see him once in Hollywood at the Johnny Depp's pad. This brother Matt, he told me, hey, there's this bass and drums in West Hollywood. And, you know, I thought it was a bass player and a drummer. And I guess that's what this genre is called. This dude was playing some ridiculously intense stuff. It was one guy with a lot of machinery. And it was a mind blow. It wasn't what I expected at all. So this is your tribute to him.
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could do something. So
this tune actually started with a concept in your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, which is again that's like another rare thing for me, because anytime in the past where I've had a concept and I try to play it out, it never has worked. It's the first time it's ever, I think, worked.
Yeah, I love this tune.
I like this.
It works really well. What about this? I want to play Perfect Shadow. How'd this baby start?
Perfect Shadow came from the same afternoon as Stabbed by a Night. That sound with the bass whammy.
Yeah.
Except that's probably like an hour later when I started to learn how to actually play the thing. And so I was able to get a couple notes out of it without using the bass whammy. So you get that main riff. That's like, I mean, like the main riff is like pretty, it's nothing special. Like it's not like a progression that I even created. I mean, I usually like my progressions to be completely mine, and that's not. But the sound is, and then I think I was able to write something around it that was mine.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, let's play it.
Come on, 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 come on Fires and lies, the days keep on moving for reasons
Show last music for this edition. That was Perfect Shadow. Second time with the Blue Whammy. Tobacco. Vermes do Limbo. Going to talk to them Saturday there from Brazil. With well, they use the math sign for less than. So less than. The Emperor's with of Ice Cream after that from Brighton with Rec, R-E-Q. Groove Crater Method, Brother Phil up in Mammoth up here. With Fright Creature and him getting more into his composition mode. And finally, Centaur Skin. Tobacco. Centaur Skin. That's like kind of. Is that the longest tune on the record?
That might be.
Yeah, I think so. How'd that guy evolve from?
Again, so that was a. This Hornets. That I've been talking about, I didn't know that there was a proper way to tune it, so I just kind of started running this arpeggio sequence into it, and that's what came out. And had it been tuned, I never would have found that sequence. So I got real lucky, and that was just the basis of that. You know, that kind of like driving synth that's happening through the whole song. That was a total accident.
So this synthesizer, you actually have to tune it before you use it, or you're supposed to?
Yeah, so it's like, it's based off of, you know, the old, Synthy with the pins?
Oh, yeah.
So it's based off of that. It's kind of like a modern version of that. And I had no idea how to use it, and I didn't know that you were supposed to attenuate the input or whatever. So I just kind of had it set at some random place on the dial, and the notes were real close together. Yeah. I guess that'd be some kind of micro tuning. If I knew what I was doing, that would be micro tuning.
Yeah.
Or microtonal. But, since I didn't know what I was doing, I just got really lucky. Yeah, I like that. I like that sound a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you got something coming up tomorrow, which is the 30th of October. And I want people to let know about this. It's especially these days when it's hard to see people live. So this is like an online thing to help celebrate the album coming out, right?
Yeah, it's like my version of an online album release. So you won't be able to see me or anything, but they'll be running visuals, and I'll be playing new stuff and a lot of stuff from the new album, and some friends will be opening.
Yeah, I saw the bill. Now, did you pick all these cats?
I picked a couple of them. The guy before me, Steve Rydell, goes as the Hood Internet, and he also has been our Black Moth bass player the past few years.
Yeah, I met him.
Oh, yeah, you did meet Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked if Luxury Elite would be on there. She's a vaporwave person from back in the day. Yeah, and I'm not too familiar with the others, but I'll find out tomorrow.
And the URL, the website it's going to be streaming out of?
It's syncup.world. So it's syncup.world. WORLD.
Okay. And what time?
It's 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. So Pedro would be 7 p.m. And I guess GMT, that's minus six people. So check that out. Sync.world.
Sync up.
I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm ruining it. Sync up. But syncup.world. Tomorrow for the big release of the Hot, Wet, Sassy. And then you said other stuff. You might be playing some new, because you're probably getting ready for the new record.
I have a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of testing it.
Like, okay.
I've done a couple of these like Instagram streams, and I'm just kind of like testing new stuff, see if anyone's feeling it at all. None of it's really done, but probably do some of that tomorrow.
Well, man, thank you so much for coming on, making time for me so we could like play this for my listeners and stuff, because I think it's a fucking bitching album, and I can't wait. Work in progress, that's okay. Let the fucking free flag fly. It's a big honor for me. Thank you again, Mr. Tom, so much.
Thank you.
Okay. People, it's been October 30. No, it ain't. October 29, 2020. Just a while, Peter, so keep you powder dry.